Going on, y'all? It's Usilario Hernandez here. Today I'm going to be talking about the book of Proverbs, and I'm going to start with chapter 5, because today's the 5th, November 5th, and then chapter 5. Every day I try to read a chapter from Proverbs, because there's 31 days in a month, in a week. I'm sorry, 31 days in a week, excuse me. 31 days in a month, or sometimes there's 29, I think, or sometimes there's 30, depending on February, leap year, or something like that. All right, so it's a pretty good chapter today, and it's pretty deep. That's what I like about Proverbs. It's deep, and it's blunt. The Word of God is just, he gets down to it, and he's blunt about it. He tells you the truth. He tells you the truth, and that's what I love about God. He's just flat out honest and truthful, you know. He doesn't beat around the bush. His word also, there's a, like the book of Psalms is poetry, you know. He's truthful and honest and blunt, but at the same time he's beautiful. His words are beautiful, you know. This you can see in the book of Psalms the beauty of God, you know, through Psalms. So without further ado, I'm going to start reading chapter 5. I'm going to read it all the way through, and then I'm going to go back and discuss some of it that I highlighted. And I'm reading it off my my cell phone. Verse 1, or the actual title, I'm reading the English Standard Version. The title is, for this section, is Warning Against Adultery. So you already know what it's going to be about. Adultery. Warnings against it, how to warn against it, and how to avoid it. So that's a good thing, too. It tells us what it is, and it tells us how to avoid it. So let me start reading it. My son, be attentive to my wisdom. Incline your ear to my understanding. That you may know discretion, and your lips may guard knowledge. For the lips of a forbidden woman drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps follow the path of Sheol. She does not ponder the path of life. Her ways wander, and she does not know it. And now, O sons, listen to me, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. Keep your way far from her, and do not go near the door of her house, lest you give her your honor to others, and your years to the merciless. Lest strangers take their fill of your strength, and your labors go to the house of a foreigner. And at the end of your life you groan, when your flesh and body are consumed, and you say, how I hated discipline, and my heart despised reproof. I did not listen to the voice of my teachers, or incline my ear to instructors. I am at the brink of utter ruin in the assembled congregation. Drink water from your own cistern, flowing water from your own well. Should your spring be scattered abroad, streams of water in streets? Let them be for yourself alone and not for strangers with you. Let your fountain be blessed and rejoice in the wife of your youth, a lovely deer, a graceful doe. Let her breasts fill you at all times with delight. Be intoxicated always in her love. Why should you be intoxicated, my son, with a forbidden woman, and embrace the bosom of an adulteress? For a man's ways are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his paths. The iniquities of the wicked ensnare him, and he is held fast in the cords of his sin. He dies for lack of discipline, and because of his great folly he is led astray. Wow. The main thing right now I'm thinking about that it draws my attention to is this here, where it talks about loving your wife. Let your fountain be blessed and rejoice in the wife of your youth, a loving deer, a graceful doe. So a lot of times, when I first came to like Christianity or what I'm thinking about is how we shun like sex is bad. Having sex is bad. You know, I believe God created it to be good. I mean, look at this. You know, he says, let her breasts fill you at all times with delight. And he's talking about the person is telling their son, rejoice in the wife of your youth, a lovely deer, a graceful doe. Let her breasts fill you at all times with delight. Be intoxicated always in her love. Wow, that's a strong word. Be intoxicated with her love. So he's basically like saying, have sex, you know, enjoy your wife, enjoy your wife's body. There's nothing wrong with that, you know. And in the context of marriage, he describes it like this, like, go for it, you know, love your wife. Be always intoxicated by her. Don't, you know, and it says, and the next verse, right after that, on verse 20, it says, why should you be intoxicated, my son, with a forbidden woman, and embrace the bosom of an adulteress? So that right there, to me, is like, means delight only in your wife, and not in anybody else. Keep your eyes only for your wife. And I think it's important that even in, like Jesus, he says, if you look at a woman lustfully, you've already committed adultery in your heart. So it's like, don't even stop it right there. Whenever you see an attractive woman and you want to indulge in the lustfulness of her beauty, or you know, whatever she's putting off, the adulteress, just look the other way, run, get away from that, you know. And it says here, when you decide to embrace the bosom of an adulteress, it says, for a man's ways are before the Lord, and he ponders his past. The iniquities of the wicked ensnare him. So the person that does decide to, you know, look lustfully or even commit adultery outside of marriage, it ensnares him, and it says he holds fast to the cords of sin. So he's sinning, you know. He dies for lack of discipline. So the discipline to keep your eyes from lusting after women, you know, inside and outside of marriage, is what keeps you closer to God, you know. And because of the great folly is led astray. So I have, when I first came to be a Christian and I read this stuff and I knew that it wasn't right to continue to lust after women, because I used to do it all the time, you know, oh, look at that girl, or, you know, we would be among guys, you'd be like, oh, look at that girl, she looks good, you know, or look at that chick or whatever, or did you see her, whatchamacallit, or did you see this, or did you see that, you know, we used to do that. And then when I read this stuff, I knew it was wrong. I decided in my heart to stop doing it. So that's when I would cling to God in every situation and continue to read the word and not wanting to look at a woman lustfully, or, you know, look at a picture of a woman lustfully. It could be even a picture. You don't even have to be a live person. But when I started doing that, my coworkers, they used to be like, what's wrong with you, man? Are you gay? You don't look at women, or what's wrong with you? You know, and that's a perfect time to be like, look, this is what God says. This is what I believe. That's why I don't look at women. I'm not gay. I mean, I like women. Women are beautiful, you know. But I'm saving myself for marriage, to have that relationship with that one woman, so I can be satisfied with her, you know, through all our marriage. You know, rejoice in the wife of your youth, a loving deer, a graceful doe. It says be intoxicated always with her love. So if ever, like, I'm talking to guys, like, if you ever feel like you want to look at another one, and you're married guys, like, if you want to look at another woman, don't do it, don't give it that thought, don't give the enemy that foothold, look the other way, turn the other direction, do all things necessary to avoid that temptation, otherwise, you're going to go into sin, it's not good for you. It says, what else does it talk about? It talks about the actual adulteress. Here's one of the ways to avoid it. You can tell by who they are by what it says here. It says keep discretion and your lips may guard knowledge. For the lips of a forbidden woman drip honey. She talks sweet. She talks smoothly to you. By the end, she is bitter as wormwood. And then once you fall into that temptation of the adulteress, you know, it's going to be bitter. Your stomach, you're going to be like, oh man, this is wrong. You know, when you come to the knowledge of the light and the truth that comes into you as you learn this stuff, you start learning like, oh man, this is bad, this is wrong. I remember it got to the point for me because, you know, I would go back into sin. You know, I'm not perfect. You know, I don't think anybody is. I'm not perfect. When I was reading the word, when I began reading the word, I would slip and fall. I would, you know, sleep with women, have sex with women. And there was so much conviction whenever I would go back to that, like, oh, this is wrong. I need to stop doing this. You know, her feet go down to death. Her steps follow the path of Sheol. She does not ponder the path of life. Like, that's another way you can find out. Like, she has no direction. There's no aim. Like, she doesn't know what she's doing. It says, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. Keep far from her. Do not go near the door of her house, lest you give honor to others. So she does not ponder the path of life. She's clueless as to what life really is. That's another way that you can test and see if this is a true person. Not a true person, but somebody that knows what they're doing. Like, you can ask her, hey, what are your goals in life? What are you trying to do with your life? You know, and if they don't have the faintest clue, that's a huge red flag if you're looking for a wife, you know. It says, listen, O sons, do not depart from the words of my mouth. So listen to this wisdom that they're telling you in Proverbs 5 about the adulteress or going into adultery. Keep your way far from her and do not go near the door of her house. To me, that's like, if you know, like, if you work with a certain person and you know that it's just a bad vibe, you know, go the other direction. It says do not go near the door of her house. And in modern terms, that's like, go the other way. I'm a driver. I stop at convenience stores all the time, and there's certain convenience stores that I know. Because convenience stores are smart. They use pretty women at the counter, or even just any business, you know. And I know that if I go into a certain convenience store, that woman's going to be there. So I have to be like, I'm going to stop at the next convenience store, or I'm going to stop at this convenience store to help me get away from that temptation. Do not go near the door of her house. Don't even flip through that person's Instagram profile if you know. And you know what I'm talking about. You just know. Don't go to that Facebook page if you know. Just don't do it. Don't go near the door of her house. And it says, this is what happens when you do go near the door of her house. It says, you give your honor to others when you do that. And your years to the merciless. So you're basically wasting your life on that lifestyle if you decide to go that way. It says, lest strangers take their fill. You're going to give your strength to strangers. You're going to give them your money. You're going to give them yourself, your strength. And when you live a life like that, it says at the end of your life, you're going to groan and be like, how I hated discipline and how my heart despised reproof. I did not listen to the voice of my teachers or incline my ear to instructors. I'm on the brink of utter ruin in an assembled congregation. So it's like, basically, if you decide to live this lifestyle, at the end, you're going to be like, man, I should have listened. They were trying to tell me what the right way to live, and I didn't listen. I decided to do it on my own. Now I'm regretting it. Don't do it, y'all. So drink the water of your own cistern, flowing water from your own well. Should your springs be scattered abroad, streams of water in the streets, let them be for yourself alone and not for strangers with you. Let your fountain be blessed and rejoice in the wife of your youth. A loving deer, a graceful doe, let her breasts fill you with delight at all times. Be intoxicated always in her love. Why should you be intoxicated, my son, with the forbidden woman? Embrace the bosom of an adulteress. Don't go there, guys. You know, even before marriage, if you're looking for a wife, look for one, as in here, that knows the path of life. Look for one that knows the word of God, and you test it. You test them, and you be like, well, what do you think about this? You talk to them, because the adulteress, they're not gonna get to that spiritual level, because they don't know it. They don't understand it. They don't know the path of life, and that's how you can tell that it's not the right thing. You know, if they're talking sweetly to you, if they're dressed a certain way, you know, it's a lot of times that's a good giveaway. And I'm not saying that all the adultery is based on the foundation of looks and speech. You know, it's the matter of the heart. Like, does the person have a plan, a goal? Do they understand what God's word says about marriage? Do they understand what it says about sex? You know, keeping yourself, saving yourself for marriage is a good thing, you know. And Paul in his letters even, like, if you're filled with passion to want to have sex, go get married. Find a marriage partner, stay with them the rest of your life, and let them, man, be intoxicated with their love. You know, let their breasts be, what does it say here, fill you at all times with delight. You know, we need to talk about this in the church, because secular thought will be like, sleep with whoever you want to. And in Proverbs chapter 5, it tells you what happens when you sleep with whoever you want to, when you sleep with an adulteress, you know, an adulterer, adulteress, you know what I mean? You're just going to come to a point where you regret it, like, man, why did I do all that? How come I just didn't get married and stay with that one person for the rest of my life? And I'm not perfect, guys, and I'm by no means, I'm not a Bible scholar. I should have disclaimed this at the beginning of the video. This is just me, a person that's striving to live the Christian lifestyle that God calls us to live. And I know that the book of Proverbs is full of wisdom, and chapter 5 is an excellent chapter for those that wondered about adultery, about marriage, about being single, about warning against adultery, what to avoid. Just read this chapter, you know, to tell you, you know, it's guidance for wisdom. So just rambling on now, but thanks a lot, you guys, for watching. That was Proverbs chapter 5. We'll see if I decide to continue to do every chapter from Proverbs every day or every week or whatever, but I appreciate y'all for watching. If you're listening to this on any other podcast, then hop on over to iTunes, you know, just leave me a review or a comment or anything like that. Where, no matter where you listen, I know there's tons of podcast outlets, but just go over to iTunes, leave a comment or something, you know, just let me know what you feel about this. Subscribe to the channel, so share it if you think it's helpful for you, or if you think it can help somebody else. Hit the like button, subscribe, and share. Thanks a lot, you guys, so much for watching. I really appreciate you all watching. Many, many thanks. Many, many praise. As always, the Word of God is true. Read it if you want true change in your life. Thanks for watching, listening. Bye.